Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
The Campbell County Public Library releases conflict of interest statement. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen. The Campbell County Library Board released a statement last week in regards to information that came up during the public comment at the last regular meeting. In response to the allegations, the Campbell County Library Board released a statement. The statement is as follows. The Campbell County Library Board has been made aware of a conflict of interest between Charles Butler and Board Chair Sage Bear regarding employment of Charles Butler at Bear's Naturally Clean Dry Cleaners. The conflict of interest existed in an employer-employee relationship between Charles Butler as employee and Sage Bear as employer. Consultation with the Campbell County Attorney's Office concluded that continued employment of Mr. Butler with Ms. Bear's company could create the perception of Ms. Bear's influence over Mr. Butler's votes. Mr. Butler's employment at Bear's Naturally Clean Dry Cleaners began on October 18, 2022, in a part-time temporary position, and upon notification of the conflict of interest, Mr. Butler resigned his position effective February 27, 2023, with Chairman Sage Bear's business. The board will review all votes from October 18, 2022 through February 27, 2023, and re-vote on those decisions. The conflict of interest has been resolved. The library board will discuss changes to the Campbell County Public Library Collection Development Policy at a workshop on Thursday, March 9 at 2:30 p.m. at the Campbell County Recreation Center. No public comment will be taken during the workshop. View the proposed changes to the policy in its entirety or selected sections on the Campbell County, Wyoming government page under the Campbell County Public Library section. Marking the end of the legislative session on Friday, Governor Mark Gordon delivered remarks to both bodies. He made it clear how he feels about legislation brought by national groups that may have already passed in other states, according to Cowboy State Daily. He told the Senate to remember that Wyoming is a unique state, which should always focus on finding Wyoming solutions for Wyoming problems. He gave an almost identical speech in the House. A number of bills brought by hardline conservatives this year were modeled or directly copied off bills already passed in other states, and many of these legislators used this as justification for passing their bills. Gordon acknowledged this practice as tempting, but urged against it. He said Washington, D.C. gives Wyoming laws and model legislation that is not crafted for our state. It's crafted for the national agenda, he said. State Representative John Bear, chairman of the Wyoming Freedom Caucus, found fault with these arguments. The Freedom Caucus has been supported by a Washington, D.C.-based State Freedom Caucus network since January, according to Cowboy State Daily. It's pretty arrogant to think that all bills made out of a state would be a bad fit for Wyoming, he said. Bear said many issues hit other states first due to their larger population sizes. He said this gives these other states time to weed out problems and address issues before they come to Wyoming. Bear believes Gordon's arguments represent something else. It's his way of excusing more conservative bills not passing, he said. Gordon did compliment the legislature for putting $1.4 billion into savings as a part of its final supplemental budget, a move he said will allow tax dollars to benefit future generations. For more news and information, go to BasinsRadio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen.